never raced the Oval in the Cup Series, but you in particular have never raced it, period. So what's that going to be like? I mean, there's not many races that NASCAR goes to with that many guys with that much experience.
Yeah, it's definitely a unique scenario. It's really probably one of the only ovals that I haven't been to yet that we go to. So, thankfully, I have opportunity to race in the Xfinity race. I think that'll be useful to get on track and practice in that, and then obviously have that race under my belt by the time Sunday comes around. So that hopefully I get some needed experience in that race. And other than that, I feel like we've prepared the best we can, and having a 50-minute practice will help too. So put all those things together, it should be all right. And I think that this place, I think will race similar to maybe Pocono or Michigan, where we've had some pretty good cars. So hopefully everything go to plan.
The fact that it's the first time that the next gen races on the Oval here too, does that even it out at all? Do you think that even the veterans, like Larson or Keselowski, the guy who's won here doesn't have the experience of racing that car here?
Yeah, I think even the guys that haven't been here or raced the old stock car here probably still have some of the same feelings that I have approaching this again with the next gen. So it'll be a learning experience for all of us. But like I said, with a little bit extended practice, that should help, and we'll go out there and do it and see what happens.
Go from Josh Angela Moyer with TV Gear and Indy. You have a pretty iconic person on your car. Have you ever had a car where you've had somebody of the caliber of Caitlin Clark, even just a photo of a person on your paint scheme?
No, I don't think so. It's it's been a fun week for sure. Obviously, having started our partnership with Panini has been really cool. They have a huge presence in NASCAR and in sports in general. So for them to use the hood of our race car to draw attention to the Caitlin Clark collection that's out now is really cool. So I think it's been a popular week on social media for our four car, which is the point of all this, and it's been pretty fun.
What was your reaction when you initially saw the scheme, the design?
Yeah, I think over the last couple weeks we knew this was kind of coming together and was ironing out all the details. So it's cool, right? Like, I think that's the biggest thing about it. It's a great way to bring everything together and start this partnership with Panini, and having her on the car is a great way to start, right? Because she's had a tremendous tremendous trajectory in the last couple of years. So to be able to be a part of that is pretty cool.
Have you had a chance to talk to her about it at all?
I have not.
She's obviously a worldwide figure, but is centered here in Indianapolis. How cool is it to have someone like that represented when we get back on the Oval here at such an iconic racetrack?
Yeah, no, it's a great opportunity for us to have her, to have Mimi and then Caitlin on the car as well, right? Like, just the amount of attention that the car has gotten this week through social media and everything has been really cool, and I'm sure it'll continue to build through the weekend. Hopefully we can have a good race and make them all proud.
This is probably a stupid question, but is it distracting at all to have a face like right there when you're driving?
No, you really can't see it too much.
Do we have any additional questions for Josh? Go back to Nate.
I realize this is probably hard to answer without being out there yet, but is there a turn or corner that you're most focused on when you go out there for the Cup car?
It seemed like in just our normal prep that turn one is the hardest corner to get through. I don't really know why that is. I talked to Rodney a little bit about that. He kind of felt that that was a similar experience when they raced here with the old car. So I don't know if it's just the angle or the visuals or whatever that that seems like where turn one and two kind of expose your car a little bit more in the simulator, just how it turns and everything. So I don't know. We'll find out if that's real or not. I guess you're seeing.
And you just mentioned Rodney. Remiss if I don't ask about that. I mean, he's won here, obviously, has a ton of experience. Have you leaned on him a lot in prepping for this? You expect him to lean on him a lot this weekend?
Yeah, I think obviously he's really excited to get back here, being that they won the last two Brickyard 400s. But I think that I feel like we're leaning on each other, communicating like we always do, really. Even still, it's a totally different car as well, so we're all going to be learning this together. But it's definitely, the team's got a little extra confidence this week for sure.
You want Bob?
Bob Packers, Fox Sports. You have a young daughter, you have another girl on the way, so I'm curious, having Caitlin Clark on the car, is that any more special or meaningful, or do you feel like that's a, just as far as role model and females can accomplish anything kind of thing to reach to your daughters.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it's a, yeah, it really is a great opportunity to have her on the hood of our race car, and the amount of reach and popularity she's gained over the last couple of years has been, you know, really, really amazing to watch, and just how she kind of transcended women's basketball, right? Obviously being a girl dad, I guess, you know, you don't necessarily put the two together right now, but you know, as she grows older, I'm sure that it'll definitely be a pretty cool thing to look back on as she continues her career.
Any other questions for Josh? Come up here in the front.
Hi, Josh. Al Stilley from Hoosier Tires Newspapers. You're kind of panini for this race here. What does that look like down for the future, and what does 2025 look like for you?
The Panini partnership, they're going to be associated for us the rest of the year, and hopefully on the car again. I think we're working through all that, and you know, for 2025 I'm headed to the Wood Brothers to drive the 21 car, so I'm excited about that, but we still have a lot of racing to do with 14.